From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Governor Mike Parson hasn't yet publicly endorsed a measure to raise Missouri's fuel tax, which will be on the November ballot. But he indicated yesterday that he would support it if the majority of voters do so as well.
I'm going to be in supporting infrastructure in the state of Missouri. And yes, if that's part of the infrastructure plan, then we're going to be supporting infrastructure in the state. We cannot keep kicking that can down the road and doing nothing for infrastructure in the state of Missouri.
Parson made that comment to reporters after meeting yesterday with several mayors from across the state, including Columbia Mayor Brian Treese. He also met briefly with legislative leaders ahead of a joint address scheduled for next week. Meanwhile, the fate of a Missouri death row inmate is on hold as the result of former Governor Eric Greitens' resignation. Marcellus Williams was convicted of fatally stabbing a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter in 2001. Williams was hours away from execution in August when Greitens halted it after new DNA evidence suggested that Williams may be innocent. Further meetings to review Williams' case were canceled after Greitens resigned. The Columbia Missourian reports a rally was held yesterday at the Missouri Supreme Court in support of preserving Williams' life. The NAACP held this rally. The rally was to ask Governor Mike Parson to pardon or at least comment on Williams' sentence. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says the state appears to be wasting millions with a program that provides food aid for low-income families. Galloway said her office found hundreds of thousands of transactions that raised red flags.
For instance, we had about $16 million of transactions for folks that were incarcerated, deceased, and used their card outside the state of Missouri, sometimes almost exclusively for years.
Galloway's office released the findings of its audit yesterday. Galloway is recommending the Department of Social Services improve its data analytics, saying the department's current data on transactions is often incomplete or invalid. DSS did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the findings. And a Democrat has flipped a Missouri Senate seat from red to blue. KCUR's Brian Ellison reports on the Kansas City area election that's the first in the state since Republican Governor Eric Greitens resigned.
Democrat Lauren Arthur defeated fellow state representative Kevin Corlew, a Republican, by a nearly 20-point margin. Speaking last night, Arthur says the vote reflected in part voter dissatisfaction with Greitens.
I think Eric Greitens prioritized the needs of billionaires and corporations and special interests ahead of the needs of working Missourians. If anything, this election is a message that's no longer acceptable.
Arthur had the support of labor groups and says her focus in the Senate will be on issues that affect working families. I'm Brian Ellison.
And I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.